In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Cana, the Lord made his first miracle. After the adoration of the Magi and the baptism by St. John, it is one of the theophany of the Lord before he began his public ministry. These three manifestations are mentioned on the Feast of the Epiphany, and then recalled in this late Christmas time. A theophany is a manifestation of God. God lets us know that He is God. When the kings of the Gentiles come from afar, according to the prophecies of Isaiah, to adore Christ, when after the baptism in the Jordan, the Most Holy Trinity manifests in the three persons, those are public manifestations that God is God in the mystery of incarnation. The miracle of Cana has its specific teaching. It is a sign that led to the faith the first disciples. It is a miracle made with the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the miracle itself, it announces the passion of Christ and his union with his church. The wine of the wedding feast is the blood of the redemptive passion of the Lord here on earth, and the union of Christ and his church in heaven. Christmastide is to the passion of the Lord what betrothal is to marriage, a solemn and joyful engagement that embraces the needed cost and sacrifices for the love of the beloved one. At the school of this divine wisdom, we experience in our vocations joyful and sorrowful mysteries. In this spiritual combat, the Blessed Virgin Mary continues to give us confidence. Do whatever he tells you, she repeats. Our actions seem very simple and ordinary, like fill the jars. Since these actions are made faithfully and with obedience, there is nothing too ordinary in that. Faithful is not routine. It is with these actions, plain water at the edge of the world, that the Lord made exquisite wine that no one expected at that time of the feast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.